Welcome to Female Inner Power, the podcast for women who don't want to choose between work success and life happiness. I'm your host, Nomi Melchior-Natan, leadership coach and courage catalyst. Each week, I will share a refreshingly honest conversation about how to trust your intuition, lead from female power in male-dominated spaces, and inspire you to be a more confident force for good in the world. Are you ready? Welcome, welcome to another episode of Female Inner Power. Today and the next 3 days, so 3 days in a row, I have something a little bit different for you. So this is an invitation for you to get an inside listen to something that I conducted as an experiment, as a mini course in January 2024 called Gratitude Expansion. And I absolutely loved the experience. The feedback was really incredibly special. And I just want you to get a chance to experience some of that magic. If you love it, you can sign up for Gratitude Expansion. The price is an absolutely easy yes. So if it touches you, you know, just go ahead and enjoy all 21 days of Gratitude Expansion. And it comes with bonus audios. One of the questions that came up while we were doing the original experiment was, well, how can I be grateful when someone behaves like an idiot? And I just love the realness of that. Hey, that's a real question. So that's one of the bonus audios because we need to tackle that. I first heard about gratitude, I think, back in 2007. And of course, that's not true because I learned growing up as a kid to be thankful and to be grateful for things. And in 2007 was the first time I more properly heard about gratitude from a more spiritual tradition, from a personal development angle. And since then, I have done a variety of gratitude experiments and I've enjoyed them and they've been okay. But I've never fully unlocked the power of gratitude. And I've sort of understood a little bit why all the spiritual teachers of any traditions through any time talk about gratitude and the power of gratitude. Sort of got it a little bit, but I never fully felt it. And then a number of things happened in the last 14, 18 months, and just I've gotten it, and I don't think I'm done getting it. I think there's more and more and more layers, but it definitely unlocked me in a new level. And this is why in January 2024, I was like, I want to share this. I want to create an experiment. I want to create an invitation. And so the invitation was 5 minutes or less every day, an audio into your inbox to invite you into the field, the frequency of gratitude and letting that expand into your day. And I just want to share the magic of that with you. One final thing, I want to read to you some words that one of the participants from the Gratitude Expansion Experiment in January wrote to me. She said, when I did a mindfulness course during COVID lockdown, I remember being told that humans are like Teflon with the good. All the bad sticks to us, but the good stuff don't stick. Hence, why practicing being grateful is very helpful indeed. Yet nobody really teaches one how to be grateful. So thank you for putting this wonderful course together. I think this is so true. We get told, you know, you have to be grateful or write a list of things you're grateful for, but it doesn't really teach you how to be grateful. So welcome to this invitation. I hope it will inspire you to practice gratitude today. Welcome to day 3 of Gratitude Expansion. Let's take a breath and dive in. So through these 3 weeks, I'd love you every day to look for as many opportunities as feels wonderful and as feels good to be feeling grateful and to keep expanding that. And today specifically, I want you to experiment with whether you can be grateful for something you want to change. So one of the interesting thing with us humans is when we are grateful for something, we're much more attractive, right? When we are like, I'm grateful for my freedom. I'm grateful that I'm single because I feel so good about myself. You know, I'm ready to attract a partner, but I feel really grateful and I feel good about everything. We're much more attractive to a new partner rather than, oh, like there are no good men around. I can't believe I'm single. Oh, I hate this. I feel lonely, right? Like it's not attractive. But one of our blocks is that our mind goes, well, if I'm grateful for the thing that I want to change, I'm probably going to be stuck with it. But what we're doing, and you probably know this if you're here, but this is reminding you, right? When we are, when we're grateful for something, genuinely, not just like I have to be grateful to get the new thing. If we're trying to manipulate the universal energy, it doesn't work, right? We cannot manipulate the universe. You have to, it has to be true. It has to be truth. But if we can find truthful gratitude, we raise the frequency and we become much more attractive and we become a much stronger match to that which we want. So not in manipulating of like, if I'm grateful for what I have, then I'll get what I want faster. But actually really going, yeah, you know what? I do want to move. And there are things in this house that are falling apart and not quite right. But I'm grateful I have a roof over my head. I'm really, really grateful that I have a bedroom. I'm really grateful that there are doors and I can close them when I just want to be alone. I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful that I have heating. I'm so grateful that I have heating and that I get to live here. And it's a safe haven in so many ways. And so if you can feel that gratitude for the job you want to change, for the relationship you want to change, or maybe just the dynamic, you're like, oh, I'm so frustrated with the dynamic I have with my mom, my partner, my child, my friend, my neighbor, whoever. If you can find something that is truthful, that is really like, yes, truthfully, I am grateful for that. I've just forgotten, but I am grateful for that. Then you're increasing the likelihood of being the person who will attract what you want. You're not staying stuck. So I want you to play with that today. You already know what you want to change. You might have the one overriding thing you're like, I want to change that. It could even be like, you know, your fitness level or your body or whatever, right? And you might go like, I'm not in shape and I don't like the way my body looks. It's like, can you be grateful for the fact that you have the ability to walk every day? That your body works in so many wonderful ways. Can you just, you know, stroke your arms and kiss your arms and really be grateful for that? How can you increase your gratitude for the things that you either want to fully change or at least shift the dynamics around? Dial up that gratitude today. Sit and get curious and play with what could I truthfully, or what am I truthfully grateful for in relationship to this thing, this relationship, this thing. Have fun, and I'll see you tomorrow. I hope you enjoyed this taste of gratitude expansion and that it will inspire you to let gratitude be a much bigger part of your day today and that you'll find all kinds of ways to really feel gratitude in your day to day. I want to quickly share a snippet of some words that a participant from the Gratitude Expansion Challenge wrote to me. And she said this: I gained a skill which I didn't think was possible. I'm now able to feel gratitude for people that I simultaneously feel frustrated and angry with. The ability to be thankful for their ex and angry for their why at the same time has shifted something huge in my experience of relationships. Quite mind-blowing. And this has been my experience of how I have practiced gratitude this last while and what gratitude expansion, what the invitation is and what it's done for so many of the participants, it's way beyond what gratitude journaling ever has given me. And I think it's the intention of gratitude journaling, but for me, gratitude journaling has never created this kind of magic. So play with how to invite in more gratitude into your life. Let it be something that matters deeply. And if you want a deeper invitation and some more support around it daily for 21 days, then definitely check out, sign up for Gratitude Expansion, because it really is an invitation into more gratitude magic. And you can find all the details in the show notes. So just look in the show notes and there'll be the right links to click. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe so that you get notified every time there's a new episode. And I would so love it if you would write a quick review, as that really helps others to find and trust the podcast. You can do that at lovethepodcast.com/FIP. And remember, no matter what's going on around you, it only takes a single breath to start grounding back into your power. So, let's take a breath. Feel your power. And go spread the magic.